Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to more of the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
All right, well, these are the great crossover stories, Nick, that we love because everybody from every background is impacted in some way by COVID, obviously, and a lot of us watch the NFL, and that's sort of our part of the world here on EEI. So yesterday, or was it the day before yesterday, whenever the world started, you know, this news broke that the NFL's new policy regarding COVID rescheduled games or COVID games that are unable to be played during the NFL's 18-week window this season will cause teams, the players from both teams, to forfeit their game check. That led to Matthew Judon, newly acquired New England Patriot this offseason, defensive end, great pass rusher. He tweeted that Demoris Smith is an idiot, something to that effect. And then we have just a quick cut from Matthew Judon discussing his displeasure with this new policy.
For every player to lose their salary, I think that's a little... You know, but it is what it is, and the NFL will protect itself.
So that was, I guess, once cooler heads prevailed a bit. But the story really exploded locally when a offensive line assistant coach, Cole Popovich, a guy that's been a longtime assistant with the Patriots in a varied number of roles.
He took over with Carmine Brasillo after Dante Scarnecchia retired a couple of years ago as co-offensive line coordinators, correct?
Right. So he is gone, and it is, quote, vaccine-related. I believe Mike Reese was the one first to report that story. So very interesting. You know, we really are, especially here at Odyssey in Boston, you know, we're still pretty much, I wouldn't say anywhere near back to normal in terms of our total staff being in the building. It's basically programming, management, engineers, and a hybrid list of salespeople that come in on occasion. But to be candid, I really don't see much of them at all. So it's going to be incredibly interesting when the world fully reopens. I think fall is really what we're talking about, right, Nick? I mean, we're really, when school's back in session, in person, the roads are going to be fully packed. And how are companies going to enforce this? And I'm just interested to hear your thoughts on it.
I think by and large, wasn't it the Equal Opportunity Employment said that companies do have the right to mandate a vaccination to be able to show up to a workplace, and that you're going to be looking at a number of places, educationally, professionally, retail, et cetera. And now, of course, with the NFL and probably many of the major sports, where they're sort of like going a little bit beyond nudging, borderline mandating that people get vaccinated, Curtis, because of the massive, like, This isn't them coming out and saying, like, guys, we really are concerned about the potential long-term effects, any sort of cerebral issues, scarring of your lungs, myocarditis. This is more like, yeah, you know what we're not doing? We're not having RG3 quarterback the Ravens against the Steelers on a Wednesday at 4 o'clock this year, guys. So get your blank together. Otherwise, it's going to cost you, your team, and the entire franchise.
Right.
The NFL is always and forever concerned, like, you need to look beyond Spygate or the concussion-oriented issues. You need to tell the truth. The NFL is concerned about one thing and one thing only, Curtis. Their bottom line. Period. End of story.
Right.
And this affects their bottom line, and that's why you see players yelling at them And we're going to have this whole swirling dervish now because it's going to be an issue. And of course, you and I are both fully vaccinated. I fortunately have had no reactions to it, nor has anyone else that I know. I've heard of a few, but I can also understand some people don't want to do it because, well, they may have a medical issue, or it may just be against their faith, or they want to wait and see some extended results and buy into the science later on because we rushed this into effect. It was emergency authorized. But
yeah, I mean, just to speak candid, I mean, I am fully vaccinated. I have an immune system that is not exactly 100% because my liver is basically a tangerine nip right now. So I need all the help that I can get. But the issue that I have in the coverage of this nationally is how easily duped the NFL media appears to be, because you are 100% right, Nick. They don't give two craps about anybody's health issues. The way the NFL players had to fight tooth and nail in order for the league to admit it had a CTE problem was very much similar to the manner in which Big Tobacco dealt with the investigations into nicotine and the way in which they were trying to lie to their consumer base regarding the long-term health impacts of smoking cigarettes.
Bingo.
So it is laughable on its face. Secondly, if I were Matthew Judon, Tom Brady, you name the player, I would say, wait, the NFL now is demanding we do this because they're claiming to care about our health. Okay, two things. Let's go back to 16 games because an additional game causes exponentially more chances for severe injury because we play a violent sport. Number two, get rid of Thursday night football entirely because that's just a cash grab from Bezos. You don't really need it. That is something that nobody who plays football, I haven't heard a single player in the NFL since they made Thursday night football a part of every team season say that it's a smart, good, or healthy thing. It is none of those. It is idiotic to have players following Sunday evening. They're getting home from the game at 8 o'clock at night, ice bucket at home, you know, whatever's going on.
Anti-inflammatories. Yeah, exactly. Like wishing the NFL would make it okay for them to take medicinal cannabis or maybe roll one and, you know, and enjoy one because it'll help with the inflammation. Everything related to it. Feeling like you just fell down a mountain and then got into your car and got in a head-on collision, and now you got to play Thursday Night Football. But, Curtis, guess who I am? I'm the consumer. I'm the rabid football fan, and you know what I can't get enough of? Football. So when they say they have Thursday Night Football, I can't stop consuming it enough, and that's what the NFL knows. They are they're like a dealer, dude.
I agree, but the issue is that, like, ESPN, right? You know, I know they're partners with the NFL. Basically, everybody, if they're smart, is in some way, like our radio station, Patriots Monday and Friday, is related and does business with the NFL because it is the number one thing in the world right now for us. It's the most popular, most watched, most talked about, most revenue-driving topics in any of the sports at any of the periods of the time right now here in Boston. So I get it. But the fact that the people covering this league are so quick to just be like, shut up and get the shot. You know, I thought it was wrong to tell LeBron James to shut up and dribble because we didn't want to hear, or Laura Ingraham didn't want to hear his political point of view. But now when you're talking about something where nobody's an expert on it because it's not still fully vetted by the FDA, it's still under an emergency, you know, protocol, you just say, shut up and take this shot. You know, especially with a 70% African-American league, what they've experienced with these types of things in the past, like, I just find it to be so tone deaf. Like, listen, I recognize the importance of all 32 quarterbacks getting the shot. I recognize the importance of having the premier players in the NFL stay on the field and not have the total, you know, dumpster fire that was the first half of last football season. I get it. I hated apple picking on a Saturday and realizing that the Patriots probably weren't going to play the next day. That sucked. It was so weird. It was so imbalanced. It just felt totally off. I get all of that. But
yes, of course, it did entirely. But I'll tell you, Curtis, at the same time where we feel like there should be a better dialogue between players and coaches and the league, you know, and I don't know exactly what they've said behind the scenes and what the memos and the edicts have been like. I feel like guys like Cole Beasley in Buffalo are doing the, you know, let me bide my time or let me figure this out movement a lot of damage because, like, he's just flouting the science and saying it's a borderline fake news and it's all of that sort of movement that's been. And now he's arguing with players like Jerry Hughes, who's the defensive end on Buffalo. Like, they're arguing on social media about vax or anti-vax. Like, this looks stupid. It looks really, really dumb. And the NFL needs to get that from, again, all these things, like just like if we were better organized last spring and from the top down, if we shut things down for a few weeks, we probably could have put the clamps on this early, but there was never a lot of federal regulation. And if the NFL were better at regulating all of the teams in the leagues and they had cooperative policies, we probably wouldn't be here right now. But instead, you got guys like DeAndre Hopkins threatening to retire over it.
Right. My issue with this discussion is twofold. One, I believe that the shot was safe. I have it. I would recommend other people do it. I did it because of personal reasons. And I kind of want to live my life. So if I'm going to be going to Hawaii, which I did, like, I needed to be vaccinated. So it's a decision you make. You weigh the pros and cons. I think everybody should have the right to decide and then do whatever they think is best for them and their family. But the notion that, you know, anybody, whenever somebody tells me they know everything about COVID-19, I know they're a liar, because nobody knows everything about it. We've all been wrong about things when it came to this, because it's a brand new pandemic. Nobody knows what's going on, really. And I don't think Cole Beasley or Jerry Hughes or whomever else really is well read on the subject. But my issue is first and foremost with how the media is portraying this. And secondly, why is the NFL so dumb? Like, why wouldn't they wait for the players to arrive en masse, you know, have this discussed in a manner in which where they go over it with the players before they just release some memo? Like, it just seems haphazard. Like, why wouldn't you work with the players on this? Why wouldn't you allow them to have a voice when it's, they're the ones that are getting the shot? There's a lot of ways that this has been dealt with that I find to be frustrating. And I really believe that the Cole Beasleys of the world are the distinct minority. I think that, you know, that they're, most of the NFL players are going to get the shot because they know how short their window is to make money in the NFL. Your average career is 2.5 to 3 years. It would be really foolish to sit out an entire season based on one vaccine that you may be a little bit nervous about.
And Curtis, let me also ask, like, for example, Dak Prescott saying yesterday he was interviewed at a podium, and I was thinking, like, ooh, this is going to make for some interesting Hard Knocks this season.
Oh, that's right.
Dak Prescott, somebody asked him if he had been vaccinated to this point, and asked if he is vaccinated. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott said, quote, "I don't necessarily think that's exactly important. I think that's HIPAA." I don't know. I don't believe it is. If somebody asks if you have or have not been vaccinated, I don't necessarily believe. When you ask
Wiggy if he's had a shot, he says no because of HIPAA. That's what his go-to is.
Perfect. That's fantastic.
Let's get some calls on this. I think they'll give us a little bit of an interesting spice in this. But yeah, I think Dak Prescott, if you're the quarterback of the Cowboys, I can't think of a bigger profile position in all sports, and that's not a good way to start the fall. Or the football season. Anyway, let's go to Jay in Providence. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, guys. I just want to weigh in on this vaccination with the players. I think the players got to take some responsibility because, honestly, they go out there every week. They can possibly get a broken ankle, a concussion in the same game, and a lifetime of CTE. You know, the NFL goes out there and gives them all of these statistics about what can happen to them. And they're the toughest guys in the world. They're going to brave it out. They're going to be warriors. But when it comes to the vaccine, they're not going to take it. I don't know. It seems like everyone wants to throw their opinion out there. But as far as it being safe, like, oh, I'm afraid because it's safe, that doesn't make much sense. You're going to get it. You know, you can break your wrist next week and get a concussion for life, a CTE for life. So it just doesn't make any sense. I think everyone's just trying to be political and say their point.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, Jay. My takeaway from all this, too, is that as a guy that filled my body up with gin and God knows what else, like, hearing Americans like John Q. America talking about, I don't want to put that into my body while he's having a Diet Mountain Dew and eating Cheetos. It's like, I don't know. It seems a little bit counterintuitive, but
yeah,
maybe that's
me. And to me, I'm a bit of the, yes, like you, I wanted to get back to living my life. Of course, I would like football to resume normalcy. I want to go to movie theaters. I like concerts. All the same stuff that everyone else who was living life prior to Tom Brady leaving town. Thanks, Brady. all happened at the same time. But I also like sort of believe in like a bit of the greater good. And I don't believe this is mind control. I don't believe there's 5G in the damn syrup that they're giving you. like we are facing an unprecedented occasion here. And sometimes, you know, drastic events call for drastic measures and drastic circumstances. And This is an absolute nightmare. Like, we want to get out from under this and get around this as well. So I do believe the NFL has the right to say, okay, look, You want to adult, you don't want to trust the science behind this, or it's not for you, or you've got a pre-existing condition that prohibits you from having it, that's fine. But just know that if it causes issues, our sympathies toward it have run out. Like, they can still say that, but it's got it like, I don't know. It's just you know what it is, Curtis? We have a general distrust with the league. Even though we're both obsessed with it, we, like many players and millions of fans, have a general distrust with them. And I think that's what causes these issues, and that's why you see a very loud but vocal minority coming out on social media about it.
Yeah, I think, and I agree 100%. And the players, the way it's rolled out, all of that, it was done haphazardly, but that is sort of the Goodell way. Let's go to Pat in the car on the situation. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Hey, what's up, boys? I just wanted to say I kind of just can't believe the audacity of turning down because your employer is asking you to get a vaccine. Like, from my perspective, I work in sales. If my boss said, you know, you have to get a vaccine to work in sales, and I didn't want to, I would quit because I could go find another sales job. Or I could quit because I could go find another sales job. There's no other NFL. There's no other opportunity for these guys to make millions and millions and millions of dollars. So right. I think it's just kind of a crazy, you know, I can't find the word for it.
I agree with you, Pat. I think the issue with these guys is that, you know, your entire life when you're an NFL star, you've been coddled, right? You basically dictate the circumstances around you when you're in high school, college, and then the pros. So I think that the issue here is that they're being told what to do and they don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're being asked to chop off, you know, a body part. Like, it's getting a shot that the statistics date, you know, day over day are getting better. You know, like, the data around the vaccine every day is amplifying. So I don't know. I think these guys are being very foolish. If DeAndre Hopkins were to retire over this, I think he'd be very foolish. But
take care, man.
I agree with you under those circumstances. You know, again, you know, we always heard on the morning show and have heard since, you know, with Ken saying, like, follow the data. What does the data say, et cetera, et cetera. But, like,
he Curtis, sounds much more whiny when he does it, though.
I know. The way Ken says data as well, too, just crawls right up your pant leg all the way up to the middle of your spine.
But don't say Ken and pant leg.
I apologize, audience. I'll be speaking to HR after the program today. But, like, we're at a point now where the efficacy and the safeness of this, like, this right here is just the basic facts. The more people that get vaccinated, oh God, I thought we were never going to have to do this again. It's unbelievable. God, the last year and a half has sucked so bad to have to be behind a microphone. But the more people that get it, the fewer people that are out there that can get it, which prevents mutations, which will stop things like the Delta variant and the Lambda variant from just running wild on people. But instead, now here we are having this discussion. It's a freaking nightmare. And I agree with Pat wholeheartedly about that.
And it's a nightmare, too. Think about baseball, right? So, JD, the Red Sox are famously not at 85%, which is
the threshold
for baseball. It's going to be an issue. It may be an issue with the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, just speaking selfishly, because the rules of the players being around others are incredibly draconian because of the fact that they haven't hit that threshold. And so what's to say the Sox are playing the Astros? It's game four of the ALCS. You know, it's Sox are up 2-1, and JD comes down with it. Or player X that's not vaccinated on the Red Sox. Do you think the Sox fans are going to react well to that? Do you think Alex Cora? I mean, you are really putting the rest of your team in jeopardy by doing that. I just am shocked. That really could be the story of the year if the Sox make a playoff run and one of these guys is unable to play because of their desire not to get the vaccine.
Yeah, and just wait until it hasn't happened yet, but we came close last year. Look at the way the Patriots season was. I mean, it would have ultimately, the train would have come off the tracks, but probably later and in a different capacity. The second Cam gets it, and then Gilmore gets it, it fills up the airwaves. He comes back. Now we have the excuses of the fog and not blah, blah, blah. Imagine if we're in the playoffs next year and I don't know. Let's say Minnesota goes on to win the NFC North because Aaron Rodgers finds a way out of town. And Dalvin Cook, I'm not sure if he's vaccinated. This is complete playing radio supposition here, but a player of that magnitude is out. Awesome. Great. Love it when your fantasy stars, love it when your jersey sellers, love it when your difference makers are out, because something like it's
going to be a totally different story when and if that happens. Correct. Right now we can sort of play in this sort of abstract and not really discuss individuals, but there is the likelihood, and it probably very high likelihood that that would occur, at least for one team. But we're going to continue with your call, 617-779-7937. What are your thoughts on the NFL's COVID policy? Do you think the players are right to be mad? Where do you stand on this whole thing? Give us a call, but first we're going to get to trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to, and we're sorry, the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
All right, well, sad to say that we are winding down to the final 20 minutes or so of Nick Fitzy-Stevens before Rob Bradford comes in. Fitzy's got a big day planned of sitting in the sand and having a couple adult beverages, and God bless him for that. And before you go, Nick, we're going to do a couple minutes on Davante Adams. Interesting teaming Instagram post last night by he and Aaron Rodgers.
I had never seen that before. That was a really interesting piece of IG to see when I flipped open the algorithm this morning. And we've heard about it this week on the station. I think you and I are both in favor of being aggressive about it. That guy's a difference maker right there, Curtis. And anywhere he goes, that team competes like that.
And immediately he'd be the best player on offense for the Patriots without really a close second. All right, we're going to get back to your call. 617-779-7937. The NFL's new policy on COVID-19, how they're treating it. Players are outraged. Where do you stand? Let's go to Kyle in New Hampshire. What are your thoughts? Oh, sorry, got to click him. Kyle in New Hampshire, what's going on?
Guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hello, Kyle. What's up?
I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to push back a little bit and support the players on this. And there's a lot I could get into about the science itself, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to think too crazy. I'll keep it simple.
Sure.
Number one.
Kyle, are you on a Bluetooth? I'm sorry. It's just the connection's awful. If you could talk right into the phone.
Yeah, sorry, I was going through a bad spot here, but I think I should be all right. So, the number one thing is that these companies that are producing...
Yeah, sorry, Kyle. Oh, not going to work. We'll try and get you back on. Call back when you get to a better spot. Let's go to Lou in New Hampshire. How you doing, Lou?
Hey, how's it going, Curtis?
How are you, bud? Nick?
Sweet Lou, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys? Hey, I mean, I'm going to just give you a little bit of a hard time. That sounded like a Johnson & Johnson commercial. I was like, geez, you guys are really pretty pro-vaccine. I thought that was interesting. But, yeah, I think they should just do away with the testing altogether and just say, hey, if you want to get the shot, go get the jab. If you don't, you're all set. We're playing NFL regular. We did 50-some-odd years of it. I think it's time to get back to business. That's my 2 cents.
Hey, do you really do you think that we're at that point I mean, you know, I'm not running around with my hair on fire freaking out about every encounter I have, where I go and wearing a mask, like, you know, I'm steering into the way that we're living our life right now. But if the league is concerned, they're pretending, or it's, so it seems that they're pretending to be concerned for the health of others, but obviously they're guarding their bottom line. Do you think we're honestly at that point where we should just say, like, okay, we're far enough on the other side, or will we not be there for another year? Because I just don't think we're there yet.
Well, I mean, it's not really deadly. We're talking about 99.9% of folks. It's kind of similar effects of the flu.
Oh, my God. What is happening with these phones?
Why can't... Honestly.
Awful. Why is it here? Honestly, I listen to other radio stations. I listen everywhere else. The connection and the sound of the phone line at this radio station is abhorrent. It's awful. It's a debacle. We need someone to fix it.
And everybody sounds like my dad calling into the station, right? Like, everyone's either holding the phone 50. It's like you said, it's speaker tooth and Bluetooth. It's speaker phone and Bluetooth, Curtis.
But even when they're on, it sounds like not that great. I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting. Anyway, let's quickly hear, while we still have a little bit of time, Nick, get into Devontae Adams. Tell the audience what he and Aaron Rodgers did yesterday, and what do you think could possibly be on the move here?
All right, so yesterday news broke that Devontae Adams recently voted best wide receiver in the NFL in a survey of players, executives, and coaches. Devontae Adams and the Green Bay Packers probably and most likely affected by Aaron Rodgers turning down that massive extension offered by the Packers that would have made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, giving him 5 more years in Cheesehead land. Devontae Adams and the Packers have broken off talks on a long-term extension, and there are no plans to resume them anytime soon, which means he's now playing his final year in Green Bay, most likely.
Mm.
This is a prime opportunity for other teams to try and step in, and you know what? Just give the shareholders, give general manager, enemy of Aaron Rodgers Nation number one, Brian Gutekunst, a call and just say, hey, so Devontae's going to be leaving. If this is going to end up being a giant transition year for you, what could I offer you? What could I do to sweeten the pot and give us a shot at signing the number one wide receiver in the NFL? And, of course, yesterday on WEEI.com, the trade proposal floated in your favorite column, Curtis. Who says no to this trade was N'Keal Harry and a second-round draft pick.
Okay.
Which made me get in my car so I could crash it.
What? Who would ever, like, could you imagine if you called that Guten Poop, whatever his name is?
Gutekunst.
Gutekunst, that's another way to pronounce it. I like Guten Poop. And you gave him a call and you said that he'd hang up before you finished Harry. Like, what are you talking about? And
the argument being, well, you're giving them a wide receiver who's a former first round talent who maybe will be able to finally discover his value if he's, quote, used correctly. That's what his agent said. After the 86 targets and the worst separation rate in the history of the NFL over N'Keal Harry's first 2 years in the league, and a second round pick. The argument being that pan fried boob, Bill O'Brien, you know, only traded DeAndre Hopkins, the second best, to some, the best wide receiver in the NFL, for a second round pick and David Johnson. Like, he so wildly underplayed the value and undersold DeAndre Hopkins, he should have been worth at least 2 first-round draft picks. Like, you open with a player and a first-rounder, bare minimum, even if you only get Devontae Adams for a year.
Right, you open with Gilmore and a first-round pick, and then you see what they say to that. I mean,
I would do Gilmore in a second, right? I'll open with that. I'll give you Gilmore. You guys get a chance to sign Gilmore. You give us a chance to sign Devontae Adams, and we'll sweeten it with a second-rounder. Now, at least I think they would listen to that.
Right. I mean, or even do a second and a third, and not like in consecutive drafts. But yeah, I think who knows what it's going to take. It sure as hell isn't going to take N'Keal Harry in a second round pick. But I wonder if Nick Caserio was like a really bad guy in a former life. Like, look at what's happened to him since he got into Houston. That organization was so pillaged by, as you put it, pan fried boob, Bill O'Brien. Oh. I mean, their roster and their future draft
savaged
situation is unbelievable. Like, it is, as you could not intentionally run an organization more into the ground than they did.
They were in so many divisional rounds. They were a perennial playoff contender. And now all of a sudden, they have opened up as the team with the lowest winning percentage expected in the 2021 season. They are underdogs in all 17 games. Three times they're a double-digit underdog, and that's on the books in Vegas in July, Curtis.
I mean, it's a disaster. Let's get back to these calls. Let's hope they sound better. Frank is in the car talking about the vaccine. How are you, Frank?
Frankie.
Good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
What's up, buddy?
All right, so I got a question.
Mm-hmm. No.
So what happens if somebody that's vaccinated happens to give it to somebody that's not vaccinated? How are they going to determine who's at fault there? You know what I'm saying? Like the contact tracing?
1,000%. 1,000%. Like with the Yankees and their outbreak recently, several of the players coming down with it, and they were vaccinated. Like, how are we going to figure out via contact tracing, like, who's the breakthrough? I see what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah, they're talking forfeiting pay and stuff like that, and it's going to be the person's fault that's unvaccinated. But what happens if, you know, the small percentage of people that get it that are vaccinated, what happens if he carries it over to the team?
Well, I guess the point would be, Frank, and thanks for the call, is that if your team is vaccinated fully, then there would be no issue, even if you're nobody's going to be showing symptoms, correct? Like, I mean, is that the way you would discuss this, Nick? Like, if nobody is ill, then they're going to play the game, or is that incorrect?
Right. I don't know. I mean, are they going to let COVID positive? It doesn't seem
What is the test? I guess I don't even know. I should know this. What's the testing protocol? Is it if you're at a certain threshold, do they not test as often? So there's not going to be as likely of a chance that you're going to have players missing games. I don't know.
That's something we're going to need to get from the Mark Daniels or the Mike Reese's or Tom Kearns over the next week, because we certainly can't turn around and engage in two-way sports talk radio or deliver opinions on FM radio without at least knowing that as well. Like, are we going to get to a point where people will test positive, be asymptomatic, and they'll say, okay, gung-ho, game on? Like, I don't think it's going to be as strict as it was last year when it was treated like where every place was looked like the set of a movie. I mean, the trailers they had outside of Foxborough and the protocols and procedures they had there were magnified across all 32 franchises around the league.
Yeah, well, we're going to give you a great little memory here. It's a trip down memory road here. Angry Greg in Dorchester from the morning show. What do you want to say this morning, Angry Greg?
I was just wondering, thanks for taking my call. Does anybody know if Aaron Rodgers just doesn't want to play for Green Bay or if he's done with his career? Because if he still wants to play for another organization, I would mortgage the farm for Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. And then you're right back in it. I mean, Belichick could probably reach Shula's record.
You know what, Greg? Here's the funny thing, Angry Greg. You didn't sound that angry to me.
I know. What's going on? False record.
I would, too. And then there are those who say, like, oh, if Belichick had a tough time with Brady, imagine what it's going to be like working with such a sourpuss like Aaron Rodgers. You know what he would do? Probably find a way to make sure that he gets the best out of him, let him play on his terms, because what Aaron Rodgers could come in and do for 1, 2, 5 years with Bill Belichick, surpass Don Shula, go toe-to-toe with Brady, restore them to the top of the AFC East, make them a perennial AFC contender. That would be, Matt, I don't think the two of them are going to follow each other, because you're basically going to have to give up half your team and your draft for the next 7 years to bring the two of them into town at the same time. Curtis, would you, if you're the Patriots, would you call up and be like, hey, listen, I got Gilmore, Mac Jones, and a first on the table. Give me Aaron Rodgers. Would you do that?
Jeez. Gilmore, Mac Jones, and who was the other?
A first.
A first? Yes, definitely. That would be, I think you'll need a lot more than that. But, yeah, I mean, he had 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions last year. You're talking about the best quarterback in at a position at 37 where Brady is showing that you should have at least 3, dominant-type seasons left from Aaron Rodgers, especially considering He sat, 3 years under Favre? So he doesn't
sat
have...
Sat for 4 years. Only started one game, and that was against the Patriots in 2006.
Oh, that was during hunting season when Favre missed that game. I think it was a blowout, yep. Right? Anyway, we're going to wrap up our time with Nick next. And I have, from my man, Jermaine Wiggins, who's listening this morning, he has the answer about the vaccine and testing protocol in the NFL. We'll tell you that next.
Perfect.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to, and we're sorry, The Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
All right, well, wrapping it up here. A couple minutes left with Nick before my man Brad Foe comes in to talk some socks. So I have the information from the great, the one, the only, Jermaine Wiggins. The NFL policy for vaccinating is that every 2 weeks they test vaccinated players. Non-vaccinated players are tested every single day.
So wow.
That is okay. The difference there. And then within this, he sent me this NFLPA link.
Even with the breakthroughs that have been happening. Wow. Every 2 weeks versus tested every day. Man.
Right. And this would really irk me if I were in the NFL. Saunas and steam rooms. Fully vaccinated players will be permitted to use the saunas and the steam rooms inside the club facility. Players who are not fully vaccinated can't use them. So you get no sauna. No steam room. I mean, what's the point if you can't use that?
You can't even get a good schwitz?
I mean, what the hell's going on here? This is going to be a total dumpster fire, by the way. This is going to be a
madness.
Debacle.
Curtis, before we go to lightning round, quick take, because I know Bradfoe coming in, there'll be a sprinkling of Patriots talk, and it's going to be predominantly Red Sox, which is much to your delight.
Yes.
Number one, Bucks win this week. Giannis, good for the league. Good for the league. Poster boy of the league. Your thoughts?
I think it may have. This is not an original take. I think I saw this on SportsCenter with one of their analysts. But he's right. It is potentially a league-saving victory. Giannis, and doing it the way he did in the market he won in, without calling around to get his club of great players on his team, is really something that could potentially save the future of the NBA. Because you need to have players that are a part of the communities they play in. Where their fan base doesn't think, oh my God, at the All-Star break, is he going to start dating, you know, Denver and go to Denver? Is he going to start talking to Brooklyn or wherever else? Right. You needed something like that because it was such a, I mean, the guy is impossible not to root for. It's great for a city like Milwaukee 50 years later to win another title.
Yep.
I thought the way he handled himself, even all the way through, you know, even me, who says, you know, I have like a bottle of gin instead of a heart. But the seeing his drive-through and the way he captured that and the polite nature that he asks the women at Chick-fil-A, if you okay if I videotape this, and the whole thing, it seemed authentic, it seemed real, and I thought it was great for the NBA.
I couldn't agree with you more. The anti-Hardenification, the anti-Durantification of the league now, not super teaming it, not going LeBron with the Ray's platform and the Bosch and Wade.
And like, he struggled
making
there.
A promise.
And
yes,
he didn't win right away, and it took some years, and people were like, oh, it's over. You know, the beginning of the NBA Finals, 2-0, they were already talking about who's going to be their coach next year.
Through draft, good drafting, heart, hustle, some smart in-season trades. They got what they needed to be a complete team. He promised the league, he promised the area he would stay until he got them to championship caliber. And he delivered it. He's exactly the reason why Chick-fil-A should make the order a Giannis. 50 pieces and a Sprite and lemonade light on the ice.
Right now, I'm so psyched for it. Right now it's a Greg Hill, so we'll have to change it.
And the Guardians.
Awful. What are we doing?
I thought the Drew McGarry tweet of, so the Indians basically figured out a way to just keep the D-I-A-N-S on there. I mean, I see that they named it after, like, the statues on the bridge. Whoever thinks of the statues on the bridge as you drive into Cleveland, like, oh, that's totally... Like, let's say they had to rename them the Celtics, and all of a sudden they became the Boston Gardens, or, that would be a better name, the Boston Zakims. I mean, what are we doing here?
You know it's a bad idea when you release it in a news dump on Friday at the end of July. You know that they think it sucks when that's when they release the name of the team. Why would you do that if you were happy about it? Why would you drop it on a summer Friday at like 2 o'clock? It is the worst idea I've heard. Baseball keeps getting dumber. But, yeah, I mean, Cleveland Guardians. Is anybody going to actually call them that?
I would have been happier if they just called them the Cleveland Baseball Club. That would have been fine with me.
Right. Or just
like bit parts and like he only could throw to people 5'9" and shorter and yet still matriculated his way close enough to be able to throw one of the most improbable touchdowns in Patriots history. It's got to be up there on the top of the list.
Absolutely. My one is actually one that he deadpanned somewhat when you were reading these off, but I will always say that pass to LaFell in that Ravens divisional playoff
Sick.
Game was just unbelievably perfect. And that game really came down to Flacco getting in the red zone, settling for a field goal, Brady getting the ball and just dropping it in the basket of LaFell down the sideline. LaFell had a sneaky good playoff that year. I mean,
did you know LaFell was the only person to score in all three postseason games in the 2014 run to Super Bowl 49?
I did not know that, but that makes sense because he had the obvious first touchdown in the Super Bowl 49 against the Seahawks, and then he had that one and one against the Colts. But that was the Colts, right? That was the fight that night.
That's right. And then in 2015, he came back with feet for hands.
Yeah, and he's lent them now to N'Keal Harry, so we'll see where he lands. Let's go to Wayne and Southie. What's going on, Wayne?
Wayno!
What's up, guys? What's going on, Chris? What's up, Fitzy?
Hi, bud.
Now, you know me. I'm a real Patriots fan, okay? I've been watching the Patriots since 1973, okay? The first 20 years of my experience was not good, but I stuck with my team. You know what I mean? Even though we were the laughing joke of the town, I stuck with my team. I always stuck with my team. Then we got the 20 years with Brady, and I'll never, you know what I mean? I'll always treasure those years. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But the way I think about Brady now, to me, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, he's a douche. He turned into a douche, okay? If you listen to him, if the way he talks now, it's just everything. It's just he's, to me, he become a total douche. You know what I mean? And it's just, I'm being honest.
I love it. I don't know how you can take douche any other way than douche. I think that's pretty universal.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? I'm a Patriots fan, first and all. I love my Patriots. I always stand by my team. You know what I mean? And now that Brady's gone and he's with the other team, I'm not, you know what I mean? Brady's out of my life. Brady, I don't think about Brady no more. When he comes to here, October 3rd, I hope our defense goes after him and gives him a good beating and teaches him, you know what I mean, that when you come into Gillette Stadium, it's time to play, and it's time to get down, and we're going to get down because Belichick does not want to lose this game.
Hey, Wayno, let me ask you real quick. No, of course he doesn't. This game will mean more than anything else, including every Super Bowl he went to, whether it was a coordinator or as a head coach. I'm not sure if you realize this, but this is the last Saturday. This is the last week before camp starts this week, basically. This is the last Saturday, Sunday, last weekend you will have to go through without Patriots, without competitive practice, training camp, preseason games, or actual football from now until January. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am ready. I'm going to go down there to watch the games, you know what I mean, when they have their pregame season. I'm going to go down there and watch a couple of those games because I ain't got the money to go and watch the other, you know, regular season games. I'm not rich like that, you know what I mean?
All right, Wayne. Well, but, I appreciate it. You are a diehard Pats fan, and, you know, I know what you mean. The Patriots are your team. And, you know, and I do think that you hear that they're not saying he's 80, but that is part of that generational divide I think I talked about earlier, that Wayne grew up in Southie, diehard Pats fan, stuck with them when they were really bad. And now they had 20 years of Brady, and hopefully they'll be able to get back to that at some point. I have to read this text. The texter wants to know, sorry if I've already said this, but Curtis, who do you want to win week 4? I say Brady. So I really have done an awful job, I think, of making my opinion clear on Tom Brady over the last, I don't know, year and a half. But yes, I want Tom Brady to win. I want it to be a blowout. I want it to be misery.
Wow.
Absolute misery.
Like Clubber Lang said, what's your prediction for tonight? Pain.
Yes, I want a lot of pain. I just want Brady to just, I can envision now the Brady family suite just bringing out the champagne in the start of the third quarter up by 3 touchdowns. Just
You heard Tom Senior. Remember when Tom Senior went on Brand X across town and he said that he was, appreciated the Patriots for all they meant for all those years, and he expected Tommy to get some cheers, but that was going to be a rousing win for us. Like, he's just like Tom. He has that hyper competitive. You doubt it. You doubt Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. You're doubting the dad. You're doubting the family. And it's a you're either with us or against us mentality. I'm not sure if I've told you this, Curtis, but I'm putting all sorts of Patriots long-term and 2021 football season bets out there in advance. My prediction for this game, it's a field goal game and the under.
Oh, man, I can't take that. I really believe that this is going to be a week of both Bill and Tom saying nothing like the usual. It's a great opportunity. You know, I've already, you know, Bill is going to cite the statement that he made, that he wrote after the Brady departure like 15 times, you know, as I alluded to, no better quarterback, what all that. It's like, just like every other week. There is going to be play calls from both teams that signify that this is not any other game. There's going to be trick plays. There's going to be, you name it, it will be empty the bat, especially for the Patriots, because even if the Patriots have a good year, I don't see them making a deep playoff run. I think if they make the playoffs, that's a great step forward after last year. Whereas the Bucs are going to have to play, one would hope, a couple playoff games. So they might not empty their entire, you know, bucket of special, you know, trick plays, yep, but you'll see the Patriots running things you've never seen before.
For sure. It's a kitchen sink game. That's right. That's an every kitchen sink game. That's the whole damn house game. All right. We could literally do this until 6 o'clock tonight, but there's other stuff in sports we probably should discuss.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to get into this vaccine situation. Matthew Judon, defensive end of your New England Patriots, voiced his displeasure with DeMaurice Smith. You've had DeAndre Hopkins. You've had a bunch of deleted tweets from NFL players saying how pissed they are that the league is forcing them to get a vaccine or have the potential for a lost game check. We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.